Hi there, welcome to Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. My name's Robbie Armfield. With me, two amigos, Bernie Bolgi.
Hey guys, good afternoon for the show.
And Mitchell Jacy.
Welcome back everyone, so happy to have you back.
It's the comedy show, the satire show, the laughing show, the humour show. You're going to laugh, you're going to cry, you're going to enjoy it today. It's the only show that actually cares about you, the listener, here on the grid on FBI Radio 94.5 FM. So we're so happy to be with you. We've got a huge show coming up, don't we guys?
Oh, we do. And I think you said it right when you said it last week. The show with heart. Okay. With soul. We want to know what you have to say. So get in touch if you want to have your say here on our FBI radio.
What's that? 0409-945-945.
Yeah, that's the one. Get in touch if you can.
0409-945-945.
We're asking a few questions today. A few things coming up in the show. Well, coffee, the not-so-silent killer. Mm. And is your perspective warped? Well, you may be on drugs.
Yep, caffeine is a drug. So you might be on coffee.
Oh, yeah, the not-so-silent killer. Good to hear. There's some other interesting things coming up in the show, such as BlackBerry is back, but punters are skeptical. So we're going to find out why they're so weirded out by the fact that it's back.
Yeah, punters don't like that. But do we share DNA with the double base? Several scientists have been investigating. The results are surprisingly unsurprising. We'll get into that later in the show.
Somebody has ashed in my coffee. Thank you. Huh? Is being a bastard son something to be proud of? Evidence shows some interesting facts.
Okay. Mm. Would a civil war take us back to 2G technology? That's something we'll be investigating further in
the
show.
Which one of you ashed in this coffee?
Putin, Putin over the weekend got sentimental about a chimp video. Ooh. Online.
So that'll be interesting to find out which one was that. Milkshakes, thick shakes, or molten shakes? We're going to be deep diving into the various milk beverages.
Mm. And we didn't drink chimp milk this week, so that's a small win for us. Happy about that. A lot of things coming up. Light rail inquiry. There's an inquest into that. I got a live reaction to the new trailer for the Aladdin film starring Will Smith as the new Blue Genie. Housemate quirks, as well as top 10 blue humanoids, as well as the weekly second middle of the road. We're asking people this week, does cheese get you high? First, let's listen to some music, shall we? This is a fresh one from Kieran J. Callanan, his new album coming out soon, Return to Center. This is the lead single. It's called The Hole of the Moon. You're listening to RML on FBI Radio.
I think the sequels are better than the original. It's essentially saying that the original was... What I'm trying to say is the original movie.
But he's saying
always,
in terms of
is inherently
trilogies?
Better. No. Doesn't matter. Sequels. The original movie is inherently better because the sequel wouldn't exist without.
Why?
The original movie. The sequel wouldn't exist without the Empire Strikes Back.
Wouldn't that
Empire
make the original
back.
Better?
Back to the Future 2. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I thought you were saying that the sequels were inherently better.
No, I'm saying the originals are inherently
the originals.
Better because sequels can't
right,
exist without
okay.
the originals.
Yeah, but, I see what you're saying. But
sequels
like
can only be as good as originals.
No, but sometimes I find that they hit their stride in the sequel. That's definitely where they
I
hit their stride.
I thought you were also saying in terms of like the Lord of the Rings one, that the second one was definitely better than
well,
the third
yeah,
and the first
I think,
one.
Yeah, I think second one is better in Lord of the Rings, but that's a special case.
Okay. But in every case you've said that they're technically, they are, the sequel is better, but you think based on your strange lore, the original has to be better just because it spawned the second one.
Yeah, but in the case of Lord of the Rings, it's based on a series of books, right?
Yeah,
really thick, really thick books.
J.R.R. Tolkien, of course.
Yeah, J.K. Rowling books. Really thick ones. So, in that case, you know, it's different.
Movies, I just sometimes movies. I think that maybe you go ahead with your points before you've got the logic completely fleshed out.
Mm, that's fine. It's happy. I'm happy to talk about it.
But the way you say it is
what
with
are we doing
like
next,
such
by the way?
Conviction.
Oh shit, what do we think we're actually on?
Is the song over?
FBI Radio right now. That was the song Hole of the Moon. It was a Waterboys cover by Kieran J. Callanan from his upcoming album called Return to Center. As I say, FBI Radio right now with RML, Robbie, Bernie and Mitchell with you on your dial. Hey, has anyone heard about that light rail that's been being made in Sydney? Yeah. It seems to be quite a thing at the moment. There's a lot of construction going on around the city. I don't know if you've seen it. We're hearing some reports come in about what the tradies are up to on the infamously laggy light rail construction. And look, they're actually quite disturbing. This is in regards, of course, to how long it's taking for this light rail to be built.
So what is this exactly? This is like a public inquest of some sort. This is exactly regarding what the tradies are doing, why the whole project has taken so long, why it's being delayed. The public's gathered some kind of steam and together they've banded together to I don't know, get some kind of inquiry as to what the tradies are doing on site that would delay this project so much.
That's exactly right, Mitchell.
They put together a task force that have gone out onto the light rail itself, the light rail corridor, up from George Street all the way down the light rail corridor through past Randwick, Kensington, Anzac Parade, all the way up to, you know, the race course there at Randwick near UNSW, the University of New South Wales. There is a task force that has been rolled out.
All right.
An inquest into what they are doing on this light rail. What are they doing? So that task force has been rolled out. We haven't heard the final results, but we have had some early results.
Some interesting results have come out of that. And, you know, obviously we don't need to go into how laggy and crap Sydney's rail network is. We'd love to hear some of your horror stories if you'd like to text in on 0409 945 945. But specifically right now, we are talking about the light rail. You know, some reports saying it's 2 years behind schedule. It's wildly over budget. We need to hold these politicians to account. That is given. But what we're talking about right now is on the light rail project itself. Why is it lagging behind so much? And it turns out some of these tradies working on the Southeast Corridor light rail construction are actually some of the horniest tradies in Greater Sydney.
Yeah, that's what the task force has come out and given us in the early reports.
Look, so there's no two ways about it. There's no other way to say it, but these tradies are the horniest tradies that they've ever encountered, and that's what it says in the report. There's no other word for it, apparently.
And this is the reason why it's lagging behind so much. It's a disturbing new trend. They've called it come in the walls. These tradies are coming in the walls of the light rail construction. Look, cigarette prices are going up, causing stress levels amongst tradies to skyrocket, and they're thinking of new ways to take constant breaks. It's a new initiative that's replacing smokos with a colloquially termed thing called a wanko. Basically, it's free to do.
We can only assume what this is, really, and it sounds gross.
Sounds gross. It is gross. It's a new thing. They're finding cum in the walls in this public inquest into the light rail construction in Sydney. And it's really, not only is it halting and lagging the whole construction behind, but it's effing disgusting.
I can feel for them, though, these high libido workers that they just have no outlet and they're working these long days, getting up early. They need to be able to take a load off, but I guess smoko just hasn't seemed to cut it, and wanko's essentially what they've been using lately.
Yeah, look, some tradies also, this is also in the report that the task force has given to us, they're opting for sexy versions of slow and stop lollipop signs with numerous alternatives to these names, numerous horny alternatives like sexy and hot. So one side has sexy, one side has hot, spank and me. And there's another one here, okay. Rob, this is really disturbing. This last
so honk F and the other side says horny. They sort of flip that round on a dime.
I mean, anyway, if you're working in this environment all day, you're going to end up with some high libido workers. So I can understand why this is happening, I suppose.
Yeah. We'd love to hear from you if you have seen anything like this on these work sites. You know, these high libido, horny workers on these light rail sites. Do text in.
Sydney's horniest tradies.
Sydney's horniest tradies. Text in if you've seen anything that they've been doing. 0409 945 945. We're going to be getting into more of that in a second, and also talking about housemate quirks. Do you live with people? What are they up to? We've got the answers here. Let's go to a song now. But a word from our sponsor before that. RML FBI Radio.
Hello, my name is Havidel Manyero. I'm here with my two assistants. We're here to learn how to swim, teach you how to learn how to swim. You can learn how to swim online. Easy. Three easy courses to teach you how to A, immerse, B, technique, and 3, finally swim like the best. All survival tips included. You will not be drowning in a pool anytime soon with our easy online 3-piece course. There's nothing we can't teach you online that we couldn't do in person with a pool. Follow me as I teach you 3 easy techniques to learn how to get the stroke properly to swim. Freestyle, breaststroke, backstroke, and butterfly, all 4 of the classic technique strokes will be taught in this online course. Here are some of the students that I have taught that have come through my online system. Listen to them. Don't believe me.
I guess I was pretty skeptical at first, but my hubby got me this course, and
I learned how to swim pretty well. I'd always been embarrassed all my life. You know, I couldn't go in the water with the best of them. And now I can actually swim with my hubby. We went to the Mediterranean recently and I survived. So testament to Hyundai Keith. Thank you so much.
It's crazy. You know, just 20 minutes a day, I learned to swim. And just from face to face time over the internet, I learned how to do the strokes in the water. And I've never had another issue in the water since.
Learn to swim at Javi Del Maniero's online class for teaching technique swim. 3 easy 1-hour courses online. Javi Del Maniero's swim school to learn to swim online will have you in the pool in no time.
But yeah, I'm just going to go to Cairn, I think. Just a can of, I think just a can of Coke or something.
Can or a bottle?
Can or a bottle? Probably just a can. You're a bottle guy.
No, I usually have a can with, I usually have like a can a day because that's probably enough.
Vanilla? Vanilla Coke?
Nah, just normal Coke. Because I find like the other ones leave you live with
I don't think we've got
anymore.
Time. I don't think we've got time for you.
Yeah, how long do we have left in the song?
I just get one from the vending machine down
20 seconds.
There's a vending machine.
Yeah, just down the road. I'll get a can from there. But always, I can never finish a full can. Though.
Bullshit. Where's the vending?
All right, we're just about to go on, guys. We're just about to go on.
Right, I'm going to go get a can. I'll just be back in a sec.
Yeah, me one as well.
Yeah, all right.
No, wait. We're just about to go on.
Mitch, do you want anything?
Mitch, I think we're about to go on.
Here we go.
Okay. 3, 2.
Hi there, FBI Radio, Robbie's Modern Life right now with Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell. We are so loving being with you today. Just to keep you in the loop, this is the comedy show, the show with humor and satire and laughing with it. We actually are the only show on the grid of the radio that cares about you, the listener, and your experience. We like to make you laugh and play today. Mm. And enjoy your time on planet Earth, because that's what we're here to do today, guys.
Enjoy your planet. Yeah,
tell us what you find funny, and we'd love to, you know, we'd love to cater to that.
And we'd love to make you laugh. So if you've got a very particular sense of humor that we can cater to today, let us know exactly what you find funny, the sort of things that the shows that you like, the podcasts that you like, and we'll sort of cater what we do to that exactly.
You like dad jokes? Text them in and we'll read them for you.
That's so lame though.
Yeah, well, whatever. We like
No, but it's good in like that sort of, you know, funny when it's, you know, like not funny, but it's funny.
Yeah.
I want to read them out.
All right. We're talking now, of course, about housemate quirks. If you live in the inner west of Sydney at large, I should say, you know, Parramatta.
Sydney is large, I'll tell you that much.
Beecroft, that sort of thing. Finding the right housemate can be quite the struggle. Site after site churns out the most rancid and unremarkable specimens of human you've ever seen, and hearing their opinions in the interviews is even worse. Somebody wrote here. Too tall, too short, too dull. Free baller, freeloader, front loader. We've heard it all here at RML. What we want to find out today from you is whether you've ever had a housemate that makes you wonder, is this normal?
Or is this not normal? Well, I'm going to get the ball rolling about this, my story here. It happened in my house recently. I've got a couple of housemates. Get this. This is real weird. This is the weird thing, my little pet hate thing that happens. Two housemates, they sleep with the lights on. Can you get that?
What?
Yeah, it's so weird. They sleep with the lights on.
That's like going to be churning through the electricity, though.
Yeah,
that's going to be churning through the electricity. That's going to hike those prices up.
Yeah.
What are we talking about? Like, are they just lying there in bed and then like with a book falling on their face?
No.
What? I'm reading.
Get this. In the lounge room. In the lounge room.
They sleep in the lounge room.
Yeah, TV on.
What's this person's
TV
name?
On in the lounge room.
Not only that, it's blaring.
I've done that once or twice.
What do you say?
Their eyes are open as well.
Rob, are you hard of hearing?
Sorry?
Their eyes are open as well. Can you believe that? They sleep with their eyes open.
Wait, so you've got a housemate that sleeps in the living room with their eyes open and the lights on.
Yeah, and the TV's blaring.
How do you know they're looking at the TV.
It's like they're almost awake watching.
Bernie, how do you know that they're asleep?
I don't know. It seems like it, man. It's the weirdest thing and it's so annoying and I say, shut up!
Bernie, that is pretty normal. I'm going to be honest with you. If we had a sting for this is normal, that one's normal.
All right, let's move right along. Mitch, you had someone who was throwing darts in your house.
No. I think that might be Rob. Rob might have had some.
That was me. That was the dart throw that I had.
I did have a guy threw darts.
I had a dart throw in my house. I think, do we live together?
I remember you telling me a story about this guy that threw
darts
at stuff in the fridge.
Okay.
He used to throw darts at stuff in the fridge.
Well, you know how, so everyone's got a fridge in their house. Obviously, we like to purchase food that we can use later. We can use down the track, fresh fruit, that sort of thing. Fresh produce, that sort of thing. It's in the fridge, in the freezer, whatever you like. You know, on the front of the fridge, you can put these magnets, right? Everyone, you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Photos, quotes.
Plumbing services.
I had this one housemate, like 7 years ago.
Spell something out with the letters, the magnet letters.
No, I love that. But
go on.
So funny.
Go on.
He stuck a dartboard on the fridge.
No.
And whenever somebody went to open the fridge, like he would be like, dart practice. And he would start throwing these darts at the dartboard on the fridge.
Oh.
And I was like, that seems a bit dangerous, mate. And it got me thinking, is this normal?
Yeah.
Is that normal?
I don't know, man. That's just what I was thinking at the time.
It doesn't sound normal.
I reckon that's normal.
You reckon that's normal?
I reckon darts is fine. It's fine to have a bit of darts.
I think it's fine to have darts in the house, but maybe not on the front of the fridge.
On the fridge, yeah.
Mitch, have you had any quirky housemates?
Okay. I promised I wouldn't talk about this guy, but, you know, now that we're on air and we have to... I had a mate that used to... So, every day you get home from work, right? This is like 5 p.m., you know, it's still light.
I think I know where this
is. Yeah.
Go on.
In daylight savings, it's still light. This guy'd come home from work, and he'd fumble for his keys, and then just before, he put it into the slot, and then just before he pulled it out, he'd go over to the bush, and he'd take a piss in the bush, in our front yard. Is that normal?
Let me just clarify. You've got a functioning toilet.
We've got a functioning toilet, and it's about the first door on the way. Once you've gone in, it's pretty much the first door on your left.
Wait. So this guy knew that.
This guy knows that we've got a toilet. Yeah.
Wait. Let me get this straight. So this guy knows that you've got a toilet in the house, and yet he decides to piss on the bush at the front of the house.
The bush out the front, and he'd always whisper to himself something about ammonia, something about helping the plants. I don't know.
Wait. Let me get this straight. So this guy, he knows that you've got a toilet in the house.
Yeah.
So
and this guy decides to piss on a kumquat bush in the front yard.
Oh, no, that's
what?
Good.
What?
Yeah, kumquat. Yeah, kumquats love.
Oh, is that normal?
I don't think that's normal, guys.
No, kumquats love urine. You guys ever read any gardening books?
I don't know. Maybe we're going to throw it to the listener, man, because I don't know.
Yeah, let's throw it to them.
I don't know what the hell if this is normal.
Are these normal?
Is that normal?
Text in 0409-945-945. Is pissing on a kumquat bush when there's a perfectly available toilet inside your own house, is that normal?
Is that normal?
Maybe.
I don't know what to say to him. I want to talk to him about it. I want to bring it up, but I don't know what to say.
I used to know a guy who ate baked beans out of a toaster.
That's not normal.
That's not normal, man.
It's definitely not normal, Ben.
All right. The question for the moment is that ben, is normal? That you, pissing on dad? A kumquat bush at the front of your house, yeah, is that normal? Coming up soon, we're going to be talking about the top 10 blue humanoids of planet Earth. This is Charlotte Adigeri right now with highlights. You're on RML, the comedy show, FBI Radio. Robin right Bernie back. Mitchell, see you in a moment. Be right back.
Yeah! Highlight.
And it's the spiciest one you can ever get. It's called the Byron Bay Company. It's the spiciest one.
Bullshit. Chipotle. You talking about Chipotle?
No, it's like a chili variant.
Oh, is this the Byron Bay Dragon one?
Yeah.
That one's nasty.
Pepper Szechuan.
What did you get it with? What did you eat it with?
I just had it with Doritos.
Well, I feel like I'm lost. What are we talking about?
Regardless,
we should probably focus. We got the
15 seconds.
How many?
La 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 la.
Okay. All right. Let's be funny now. Let's shut up.
Count us down. Can I sound?
Go. Hi there.
What? I am
Robbie's Modern Life right now on FBI Radio. That was Charlotte Adigeri with Highlights. So great to be with you. We asked you before the break about quirky housemates. Mitch was saying he had a housemate that would urinate on a kumquat bush out the front of their house when, in fact, there was actually a toilet within the house that was functioning completely normally. Is that normal?
I failed to mention, though, that they also would do twosies. They would also take shits on the bush outside.
Right.
Changes things a little bit.
That does change things a little bit.
I thought it was okay, but number two is a different story.
Mm. I didn't think it was that normal. Somebody on the text line 0409-945-945. Pete saying, morning guys, F yeah, it's normal. The ammonia in your pee is hella good for any citrus trees. Thanks for clarifying
what
that,
about
Pete.
What about the contents of the stool? That's what I need to know next.
Okay. Maybe we can Google that one. Some more correspondence as well. Frank and Stanmore saying he is a big fan of improv. I think it's hilarious. So I suppose we'll attempt to maybe put a bit more of that in the show.
Well, this is a comedy show.
Yeah.
12 to 1.
We haven't thought of doing improv before. That could be interesting.
That's an interesting one. Thanks, Frank. We were also talking before about the lagging light rail project in Sydney. Obviously, we don't have to talk to any Sydney-sider about how awful the public transport situation is. But this light rail that's being built, it's lagging behind. It's over budget. And we need to hold these politicians to account. But we were talking about why it's lagging behind. And it's to do with our horny tradies and the fact that they are now, in conjunction with the rising cigarette prices, turning to, instead of smoko, a little segment of their day they like to call wanko. And it's leading to cum being in the walls of these light rail construction sites and all the rest of it. It's pretty it's pretty effed up, to be quite honest. We had a correspondence here from somebody when we asked, have you noticed any horny behavior from these tradies? Someone saying, I was once stopped at roadwork at the Randwick race course and noticed two tradies fighting over what I thought was a thermos, but it was actually a penis enlarging tool. The bigger, stronger, and sexier tradie that won the fight immediately commenced enlarging his penis, much to the disgust of the waiting traffic. All the cars started honking their horns at him, but due to the honk if horny sign, and it sort of finishes there, but you can imagine where it goes.
I've seen that before.
These guys have been classified officially due to the inquest as the horniest tradies in Sydney. So it is a bit of a weird thing that's happening. It's slowing the light rail down. They're doing some other things. They've got they've got a disturbing
Just to cut you off there, this is a new segment that's been forced on us by the back office. It's called Whose Arm Is Longer. So obviously we know the rules.
What do you mean?
Just us three.
I'm reading here. Yep, you know the rules, Bernie. It's just us three.
Then you need to measure from the back to the...
Yep, from the back to the front.
Tip to toe.
So, Mitch, you put your arm out.
Yeah, mine's
out. I've got my arm out here.
Our shoulders up.
Quickly. We don't have much time.
Is yours bent?
No, I know we don't have time.
Is yours bent?
No, mine's straight.
Why is my arm so much longer than yours, Bert Rob?
No, it doesn't
pan. Bernie, your one's looking quite long.
I know, but we're not lined up.
Why is mine so...
We don't have much time here.
I'm trying to line up Mitch's arm with your shoulder. Move across.
Just move across. Just move across, Rob.
Yeah,
dude, just move across. Just get your arm next to mine.
Whatever. We can't line them up.
How short is your arm?
What? That's it. That's all the time we have for. All right. Okay. I guess we'll have to do that later. Whose arm is longer? Perfect. Right. That's just awesome.
That's awesome to have. That's a new weekly thing, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But these tradies, though, we've been finding that they're doing a lot of things on the worksite that's deemed quite horny. There's been a report released, if you are just tuning in, regarding how horny these tradies are actually on the worksite.
Crazy horny.
Yeah, and we've gone through a few things that the tradies have been doing that does sort of point towards this horny behavior. But one of the other things, one of the new things that's come out is that they put fluffy ball covers over their tools. So this makes it look as though they are hammering walls and screws with huge fluffy testicles and penises. And at a glance, it can look as though these tradies are preying on a glory hole at the worksite.
Oh, God.
Speaking of this, there is a disturbing new trend of tradies spray painting honk of horny signs on barricades along the construction corridor for the light rail. Adult magazines are being found littered everywhere. And tradies are coming up legs first, wearing arseless chaps from manholes around the city. People are also drawing penises in the dirt with cranes. It's really horny behavior, and a lot of Sydneysiders are up in arms about it. So not only are they lagging behind the light rail construction, but we're seeing all this horny crap
abusing tools and stuff. It's terrible.
Yeah,
the use of tools. It's crazy.
Andrew and Stanwell's got a touch saying, sounds a lot like person's paste is going to waste on the light rail. Can't they do it in a jar and use it as a signage adhesive? If it's anything like my offering, it is sticky enough to stop an elephant in its tracks. Andrew and Stanmore, always the practical thinker.
Ideas, man. I like
to call them. Yeah. So thanks for that.
I believe they have been using it actually as adhesive, Andrew, because there is cum in the walls. That was what the report definitely.
Cum in the walls. Yeah.
Coming up soon, our regular segment, Middle of the Road. We're asking your opinions of things on the street, and also top 10 blue humanoids of planet Earth. We'll be back in a second. This is a song by Don Cherry. It's called Terrestrial Beings. RML, FBI.
I know. Yeah, boys, make sure the levels are even. Make sure the levels are even. Bernie, you're quiet as hell today.
Yeah, I know.
Mate.
Yeah, I guess it's just nerves.
Why are you taping up?
What are you taping?
Okay, because things need to work in this studio. Okay, here's a makeshift solution.
Are you just taping the volume knob to the top?
Mr. Sound Guy.
This is giving me a headache, man.
Hey, we've got to go on soon.
I'm sorry.
Okay, carry on.
I'm eating chips.
I cannot do this.
You got a headache
again? Yeah. No, I'm not doing this.
Come on, Mitch. You can do it.
Shut him up.
Come on, Mitch.
Shut him up. I'm not doing this.
Oi, Mitch, come on. Can you pop out, please? Thank you.
I can't just not have a headache, man. 10 seconds. Just
Mitch,
not have one.
Think about the fans.
Ten seconds.
Yes, the fans, right.
Shut up.
Have some professionalism.
This is so annoying.
Shut up.
No.
Ethan, if you will.
Oh, my God.
Hi there, hey. FBI Radio, RML on your dial. So good to be with you, Robbie, Bernie, and Mitchell.
Hey.
It's the comedy show. We're almost out of here. We've been talking about... I should say what that song was today. As well. Sorry, that was Don Cherry with Terrestrial Beings. We were talking about horny tradies and the lagging light rail project as a result of that. Before that, we had a text from somebody saying that they'd in Randwick, they had seen tradies fighting over what they thought was a thermos. It turned out to be a penis enlarging tool, and they used it on their own penis in front of oncoming traffic. And when the And then it goes on here, the text. All the cars started honking their horns at him, but due to the honkiff horny signs that you described previously being present, the tradie took this as encouragement and got hornier and hornier, and the cars got more and more furious until he climaxed. Okay.
That is a horny tradie.
That's a horny tradie right there.
That's horny as hell.
Anyway, moving on.
Hopefully the light rail finishes sooner rather than later. I want to get on those trams and zip around.
To be honest, after this inquest, I'm not so sure I want to use the light rail much at all.
Well, aren't you a negative Nancy?
Okay.
We're looking now at top 10 blue humanoids. Obviously the...
Yeah, boy!
television, film, podcasts, all have a lot of different...
And podcasts.
Have a lot of characters that are coloured blue at the moment and in the past.
Trendy.
And it's a trendy thing to do. And so we thought, well, best look at what are some of the best of them. So at the number 10 spot for top 10 blue humanoids today, we've got Will Smith. Will Smith as Blue Genie in the Aladdin remake. It's probably the most controversial on the list because it's... coming right off the bat here at number 10. Will Smith has big shoes to fill as the new genie in the Disney remake for Aladdin, of course.
That's very controversial. A lot of people are thinking he shouldn't have been the genie. They should have CGI'd him out of it. But there he is at number 10.
Right. Will Smith is the blue genie in the Aladdin remake is number 10. Number 9, Mitch.
Sam Worthington in Avatar. So Sam Worthington starts the Avatar movie as a guy down on his luck, blue so to speak. He is in a wheelchair, but after stumbling upon the Avatar military program, he's able to commandeer the blue body of one of the natives of a distant planet. If that sounds alien to you, it's because it is. He is literally an alien in this film that shares many human characteristics, which puts him into the blue humanoids category, and that's why he's made our list today.
Coming in at number 8, Tobias Funk from Arrested Development. This guy may as well be arrested for his development as an actor over the period of this show, because he went from a D-grade trash actor to one of the most wanted actors in history after a credit card fraud incident had him on the run.
That's our number 8 for top 10 blue humanoids. Number 7, we've got Sully from Monsters, Inc.
Classic!
If you've ever had nightmares about monsters, then this will scare the hell out of you. Because this guy from the Incorporation of Monsters is not only evil, but causes you to scream in fright. Sullivan is a big furry blue beast, and also the protagonist of the story in Monsters, Inc., alongside his best friend, Mike Wazowski. Deleted scenes from the movies show just how close these guys were, playing cards and smoking and smoking cigarettes on set. That's our number seven.
I think that's an interesting one, isn't it? Because I wouldn't have thought that he comes under the blue humanoid category, being a furry monster, but apparently he has made the list, and I think you can probably find on YouTube a few breakdowns of how exactly he does come under the humanoid category.
Yeah. What's number six here, Mitch?
Paul number Giamatti. Six is Paul Giamatti as Marty in Big Fat Liar. That was one where Paul Giamatti is a dynamic actor at worst and terrifyingly realistic at best. Some consider him as the most advanced 3D humanoid CGI construction ever made. In the hit kids film Big Fat Liar, the Giamatti character dives into a pool of blue dye, making him go bluer than blue and redder than red with rage. It's a hilarious scene which will have you clutching your sides for hours and hours after the credits roll. Frankie Muniz is also applaudable as the quick-witted liar high school student who came up with the idea of dunking the dude in blue.
Wow.
That was Frankie Muniz's breakout role.
Mm. So that's the top five, the bottom five.
Bottom five.
Top ten.
We're going to jump.
Blue humanoids.
Well, blue humanoids. There's still five more to go. Let's jump straight into now the investigation that we did middle of the road. Oh, I reckon it would be what good to do now. Just before that, though, somebody texting in saying, what about the Smurfs or Violet Beauregard from Willy Wonka? Yep. Hey, great question. They might make the top five. Stick around for that. But right now, we're going to jump into middle of the road. And the question that we ask the public today is, does cheese get you high? This is middle of the road right now with does cheese get you high? Let's have a listen to what I learned.
Hey, Robbie Armfield here for Robbie's Modern Life on FBI Radio. Out here on the road for Middle of the Road, the segment with heart. Gonna walk around and ask people the age-old question, does cheese get you high? Let's see what people have to say. Do you reckon cheese gets you high?
Definitely not.
How? I know you can have a hangover from it.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I guess maybe you do. It can definitely make you sick and it can give you a hangover. So usually things that do those things get you high first.
Does cheese get you high? Do you have an opinion? No opinion? You don't want to say anything? No. You don't want to say anything? Does cheese get you high? Not interested. You don't want to say yes or no? Not at all. Thanks, guys. Have a good one.
No. Doesn't get you high.
Cheese doesn't get you high.
No, for sure.
I've got a lactose intolerance, mate, so I can't.
You've got lactose intolerance. What about you, mate?
I don't think it gets you high, but, you can get some pretty strong cheese, which, can take you to a different plane.
Hi there, mate. I'm just recording for FBI Radio. Does cheese get you high?
I hear you. What?
Does cheese get you high?
I want to work.
What? Does cheese get you high?
Not really. Of course it does.
Well, that's what the public thinks about does cheese get you high. Back to you guys in the studio. This is Robbie Armfield for Middle of the Road, FBI Radio.
Wow.
A lot of opinions. A lot of opinions that kind of leads me to think that, I don't know, I guess there's no opinion. It's a little bit middle of the road.
Yeah, you know, Rob, I love hearing you go out on the street there and ask people what their opinions is, because, you know, I love hearing people's opinions out there on the street. You know, it's the community out there. It's great.
Thanks, mate. You're listening to RML right now on FBI Radio. It's a comedy show, satire, funny, laughing, humor. Here we are. We love making you laugh and enjoy your life, because that's all we have is this one life.
You've only got one.
You've only got one. We got some texts on 0409-945-945. Somebody going, cheese makes me high. Is that called cheesing? Because it's fond to do. Yeah, I know. I got this from that South Park episode, they write, where kids get high on cat piss. That's from Sess. Thank you so much for getting involved. Hey, it's the last five for our top 10 blue humanoids. At the number five spot, we've got Josh Brolin as the Purple Thanos, Mitch.
Josh Brolin is the Purple Thanos. You may know Josh Brolin as that epic hunter from the country of old men, but in the Avengers Infinity, he strikes back as an epic intergalactic space marshal named Thanos. This character has people talking. Not only is he epic, but because of some of the most influential lines in the film in probably the last 10 years or so. Brolin's delivery of these well-scripted lines is all class and secures him this spot as number 5 on our list. Commendable.
Fantastic. And number 4, we've got Jennifer Lawrence as Mystique in X-Men. J-Law has been trending in recent years thanks to her huge Reddit fan base and quirky interviews, but quirkiest of all is her downright strange and borderline humanoid impression of Mystique from the X-Men franchise. Known for her sexy and charming roles, people were baffled when she joined the X-Squad as one of the most outcast and despicable characters of the franchise. Her interpretation of the character includes one deleted scene in which she crushes an orange between her thighs, which is now canon in the eyes of comic writer Stan Lee as he watched the event on set in awe. That's J-Law as Mystique in X-Men reached the number 4 spot in our list of the top 10 blue humanoids
in fiction and real life. Number 3, we're going real here. We've got Chris Wink from the Blue Man Group. Chris is no doubt the least epic of the 3 members in the Blue Man Group, but by no means is he the least funny. Chris has a knack for making the other 2 members of the performance group laugh it up. Rumor has it the makeup artist who applies the thick blue paint to the skin of the 3 performers hates Chris. Why? Because every time she applies the lather to the guys, Chris cracks a ripper joke which makes them all laugh and wrinkle up their faces, ruining the paint. Number 3 there, that was Chris Wink from the Blue Man Group.
Yeah, he lives up to a lot, but he doesn't quite live up to number 2, Matt Goldman, also from the Blue Man Group. So Matt is arguably the most radical member of the group. Rumor has it he once spent 3 days on the gambling floor of a casino in Las Vegas in character as the blue humanoid. He'd go around and stare at people playing poker machines. The staff eventually kicked him out of the building after dozens of complaints from scared patrons.
Wow, number 2, Matt Goldman there.
And the number 1 spot.
Drum roll. It's gotta be Papa Smurf, my man. It's gotta be Papa Smurf.
It should be, but it's not. It's Phil Stanton from the Blue Man Group. Well done, Phil Stanton. Yes. Famously a little bit more blue than his 2 accomplices, Phil Stanton is definitely a safe bet as the best member of the Blue Man Group, as well as the top of our list of top 10 blue humanoids. Well done to Phil Stanton there from the Blue Man Group, taking out the 3-2-1 spots. Hey, it's time for us to get out of here and make way for the playlist with Amelia Jenner. Thank you so much for being with us today. It's a goodbye from Bernie Bolgi.
It is a goodbye. I'll see you guys next week.
Mitchell Jacy.
See you guys. Thanks for having me. Love you all.
I've been Robbie Armfield. You can listen back to RML on iTunes. Just type in Robbie's Modern Life and it'll be all there. Thank you again for being with us. Hope you have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. We'll leave you now with a new song by Arthur Russell. Well, I suppose posthumously released. It's just been released. It's called Not Checking Up. See you next week. Monday, midday till 1.
See ya.
All the best.
See you, man.
Still got a fucking headache, man.
I was just saying, do you reckon Amelia?
Yes. Yeah.